Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast. You can find more relationship insights at focusonthefamily.com/marriage podcast.
There are some people who love being out and about and connecting with people and helping other people connect with people and forming groups, and we need people like that, but there's a downside to that particular personality, and we're going to talk about it today. Greg, is anybody in your life like this?
Yeah, you know her real well. Her name is Erin.
Hypothetically, it could be your wife named Erin.
I've been married to you for 27 years.
She's like an off-the-chart extrovert.
Oh, my. And I love that, and I get frustrated at that.
Yeah.
I can hold all of that. I always tease her and tell other people that I am such an introvert that I only have friends because she sets me up on play dates.
Yeah.
She does. Hey, you're having lunch with this guy. I don't know that guy. I don't want to do that. You're going. You'll enjoy it. Fine. I think that's how we met, John.
We're only doing this podcast because it was Erin's idea. Well, we've been hearing about personalities from Tommy Brown during the past few months, specifically money types of personalities. And today he's going to talk about the Joseph, the type of person who loves to use their resources to network. Here now, Tommy Brown with Jim Daly.
Let's move in now to Joseph. I mean, I love Joseph.
He's a great story.
He's a great story all around.
He's pure drama all the time. Never, just turn the page. It's like, oh,
well,
what is he into now?
Not self-imposed.
No.
It's like it just keeps happening to him.
You know, there are no plastic saints in the scripture. It tells the good, the bad, the ugly, the mishaps, all of those moments. And life kept happening, but life kept happening under this greater narrative arc of where God is teasing it forward toward the good. And Joseph even says that at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I would say Joseph had quite a degree of confidence. I mean, you know, Dad kind of favors me. I'm the youngest born. And
sure.
Did you see the fancy coat he made me?
Look
and
at
all
what,
those kinds of good
things.
Look
at what the Jacob type made me. Ta-da!
Just being a younger brother, I understand how Joseph totally irritated his older brothers.
Yeah.
Because I tended to do that as well.
You know, he may have broadcasted his perceived future a little early.
Right.
And you never want to come out of the gate with y'all are going to be bowing down to me one
day. Could you imagine that discussion? Hey, bros, let me just tell you, you're all going to be bowing down to me someday.
That you don't
probably
say
didn't
that.
Go down too
no,
well.
No, you don't say that. Hey, look, I just got a promotion.
But in the money type and the personality type
right.
of Joseph and handling money, what do you see?
He's a connector. I mean, he is really the one who is able to connect the dots. So wherever Joseph finds himself, he's thrown into a pit, he gets out of the pit, he goes into Potiphar's house. What happens at that point in time? He creates systems. He builds relationships. One relationship tried to be built with him in the form of Potiphar's wife, and he shunned that, gets thrown into jail. And so at that point, they say, who can interpret Pharaoh's dream? So they call him up out of there. And the dream, basically, you know the dream.
Yeah.
He's 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. And Pharaoh's like, well, what do we do? And Joseph says, well, here's what I would do. I would do X, Y, and Z, 20% off the top of the grain. And he creates these systems. And Pharaoh trusts him to the point that he says, actually, you're going to be the vice president of Egypt. And he put him in charge of all of the resources in the known world,
That's
basically.
Just amazing
Is
when
that
you
absurd,
think about
right?
that. Yeah.
So from the pit to the palace, as they say, right? So you have Joseph, his ability to be entrusted with other people's resources, to create systems and to make connections, that's what set him up to win. Your Joseph types are basically the mayor of whatever they do. They're the mayor of the local Starbucks. They know everybody. They're always doing coffees and lunches in their workplace. They're the connector. If you fall out of work and need to get a job, you want to connect with a Joseph type because they use their money in order to make connections. And I'm not talking about bribes. I'm talking about they're just spending their resources to keep making connections. I'm going to sit on this board. I'm going to give to this charity.
Huh.
I'm going to build this relationship. And they just weave this web. And think about this. There came a point in time to where the tides turned for the children of Israel after they got into Egypt. And it said that there arose a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, he was the man.
He was the man, right? And things turned. And so that ability to make connections and provide for God's people in that way, his brothers and others, is what sustained the children of Israel. And it's the reason their story was able to continue.
Yeah, I'd never thought about it in that way because once Joseph was off the scene, that's when they started to struggle.
Times got tough.
Yeah, times got tough. Okay, that's Joseph. What about that shadow side of Joseph?
Manipulation.
Okay, they let's bring that
such
up.
Such people. They can read you, and if they're not careful, they will manipulate you in order to get what they want rather than what is best for you. and what is best for the relationship. So Joseph types might be name droppers. You know, the other night I was having dinner with the president of the company and, okay, got it, right? You're an important person. And they can manipulate you. And oftentimes they're dropping names and they're just wanting to make connections, but sometimes they're not even aware of their own ability to manipulate.
So they could be the meme monster.
Yeah, absolutely.
How does that person, how does that Joseph see that they're over the line in a Christian context, you know, when you have faith in Christ and you're going, okay, maybe I shouldn't be the name dropper. How do they, if it's core to their personality type, how do they pull that in and be more aware?
It's not always bad. And so with the right intent and imagination, anything can be used for God's glory. Whatever it is.
That's true.
Right? So we talk about sexuality. We talk about finances. We talk about politics. We talk about connection and the ability to make connections. Named. If I'm doing it for your good, if I'm doing it for the good of the organization, at that point in time, I'm in the clear. But when I find myself wanting to do it just for my own benefit and especially at your expense, I don't have to win at your cost. And your Joseph types, this is all about awareness. I mean, how's the how-to list on how to do these things? You just have to grow in your awareness, trust that the Holy Spirit is leading you, and be aware in these situations.
I think one of the terms coming to my mind is being comfortable in your skin.
Absolutely.
In other words, how God created
you.
And it is limited. We don't have endless personality types. You see them very distinctly in Scripture.
You have to receive and you have to really accept, okay, this is something that I can do for good and for God.
Well, Jim is right about that, that we cannot change the personality that we have or our spouses, but we have to learn how to kind of use that to God's advantage. Greg, what does it look like to be married to the kind of money type that Tommy was describing?
Oh, and this
could be a hypothetical.
You know, I adore my wife. In the beginning, early years of our marriage, I mean, there were ways in which, as an extrovert, that drove me crazy, and I didn't understand it, very different than me. But John, I'm telling you, after 27 years of marriage, I really do appreciate and value who she is. I'm not saying it doesn't irritate me. I'm not saying I don't fight her on going out and being social.
And you're not saying that you don't irritate her.
Oh, I most certainly do. Yeah, she thinks it's on purpose, but it's accidentally. When I think about her in this type of personality, one of the things that come to mind is the word connected. You know, Erin loves to convene people together. She's such a great networker that I think about the community that we've built, and probably the better way to say that is that she's really built around us that I get to benefit from. John, we have amazing lifelong friends that I could call up right now and they would be here in whatever time it would take them to drive or to fly if we needed that sort of help. I think about our small group. They're just amazing men and women, and that's really Erin. So we have a very connected marriage because of her. It's so much fun. I mean, she as she socializes and brings people in who are fun and enjoyable. I mean, there's so many nights where after a dinner party, we're just laughing and playing and having a great time with others. Also, adventurous comes to mind. I'm way more reserved.
Cautious,
and she's so adventurous that I think about the things that she's wanted us to do that I've gone along with and ended up just having so much fun doing, whether it's a particular hike or going camping or whatever. I just love that. She's brought that to our family, to me, to our marriage. And I think, John, that that's where we have to begin. We need to recognize the value, what that brings, even though it's very different than me. And at the same time, it's exhausting.
Well, I'm married to somebody like you are, and Dina has this adventurous, go-get-em spirit. One of my kids, particularly as Tommy was talking, I was thinking about one of my daughters. She is lavish with money. She just goes over the top, and a lot of it is in gifts. A lot of it is just to bless others, and I so appreciate that. And after hearing Tommy, I want to affirm that in her, even though she doesn't really make much money at all right now, but just use it wisely as you connect people, as you bring joy to people.
And I love that. But see, that's what it's about. It's affirming that in our spouse. It's calling that out so that they get that we get it, that we see the value.
Yeah.
But there's a downside to that. And so I always encourage people, see the strength, value what she brings or your spouse brings, but also be willing to set boundaries around what's a win for you? There, at some point in time, I had to say to Aaron, I can't have people over every night. I need time for us, but just to be alone. I need some downtime. And so we've, all these years later, figured out what that rhythm, what that looks like. So you need to also stand up, because it'll build resentment.
Okay.
And that's not what you want to see happen.
I'm glad that explains why she has turned me down repeatedly as I've asked to come over for dinner.
Yes, that was me saying, no way. I need a break from John.
We so appreciate your insights, Greg, and Tommy's, as he has captured them in his book, The 7 Money Types. I'm going to encourage you to make a donation, a generous donation, to Focus on the Family. Help us connect, if that's your personality type. Help us connect with others. And as you do so, we'll say thank you by sending the 7 money types to you as our gift, our thank you for being on the support team. We're going to have a link in the show notes for doing that and for other resources as well. And next time, Tommy's going to be talking about what he calls the Moses type of person. They love organization. And so if that sounds like you or someone you love, be sure to listen in. And until then, on behalf of Greg and the team, I'm John Fuller, thanking you for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.